We're in Siman Kuf Nun Ches, the halachas and the Tilos Yadayim. We're up to Sid Beis, and we'll be doing Beis through Dalid. Yesh Misha Omer, Shim Eino Ochel Ela Poches Mikibetza Yitol Yoda Velo Yivorech. There's a shita that holds that since the essential halacha of Netilas Yadayim is based on the laws of Tuma Vitara, and Tumas Ochlin is only Bikibetza, that means that anything that does not have the volume of an egg would not be Mekabel Tumas Ochlin. Therefore, if one's hands are Tameh, he would not be able to be Metamit. They were never metakin Atilas Yadayim on that. So according to this shita, one would not make a bracha on it. The other shita holds that once they were metakin a mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon on a kazayas, they gave that all of the halachas of Atilas Yadayim as well. So la halacha, you don't say the bracha of Al Atilas Yadayim unless you plan on eating an egg's worth of bread. Gimel, im ochel pachas mikazayas, esh mishom or shein sarach netila. Now, so if you're eating a kazayis, you would wash without a bracha and say hamotzi. There's a daya that says that if you eat less than a kazayis, you don't need netilas yadayim altogether, because less than a kazayis is not considered an achila altogether. Now, lahalacha, the Mishtaburer brings down that this is a major machlokas aposkin. It's a machlokas that it begins, the machlokas, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, but together with the Taz, you have the Bach, you have the Gro and the Chida, the Birkei Yosef. On the Magen Avraham side, we have the Eliyahu Rabba. The Taz says that you do not have to. The Eliyahu Rabba says that you do. The Magen Avraham and Eliyahu Rabba say that you do have to. Lahalacha, a person on less than a kazayas should wash without a bracha. So, lahalacha, we hold that you would have to say hamotzi on the smallest amount of bread. If you're eating one crumb of bread, you have to say hamotzi. You would also wash on a crumb of bread without a bracha. You would not make an after bracha on it. On a kazayas, you would still make a motzi and wash without a bracha, but there you would have to bench. Only on a kibetza would you wash with the bracha, say hamotzi, and bench. What happens in a case where one does not make a motzi on the bread? There are halachas, we have a mishnah. What happens if someone is eating some very sharp food and he's having bread with it just to make the food palatable? Holchol maliach upasimo. So the halacha is the bread is tuffel and it doesn't get a motzi. Is that mechayev netilas yadayim or is that not mechayev netilas yadayim? The Mishtaburer brings down a machlokas. His maskone is that you should be machmir unless you're eating less than a kazayas of bread. On less than a kazayas of bread, which is a tuffel, the Mishtaburer is makel that you don't have to bother washing altogether. Dalid. Now, Dalid is a whole new sugya, really. Up until now, what we've been talking about is the chiyuv netilas yadayim for bread. Im ochol dover shetibulo be'echad mishiva mashkin, if someone eats a food that is dipped into one of the seven mashkin, shesimanam, the simen for those seven, is yad shach adam, and the Rama explains the hainu, yayin, dvash, shemen, cholov, tal, dam, and mayim. So if you're eating a food that's dipped into one of these, v'lo nisnagev, and the food was not dried, v'afilu ein yadav nogos b'makam amashka, even though you're not touching the wet part of the food, the halach is tzarech netila below bracha, you need netilas yadayim without a bracha. Hagav afilu ein metabo rak rosha ayerek o apri, afilachi yitl below bracha, even though you're dipping one end into the liquid and you're holding the other end, you must nevertheless make a bracha. Now this is based on the Yudches Dover that Chazal were gozer. One of them was the din of Tumas Mashkin. Chazal made a halacha that any time someone is a sheni letuma, which we say stam yadayim ar midrabana, and touches a liquid, then the liquid will go back and will bring it back to the point that whatever you touch from the liquid will become a rishon l'tumah. This is a gzera otu mayonos hazov. We find in the Torah that, for example, the saliva of a zav is considered av hatumah. So here also, when you are metama liquids, Chazal gave the liquid the din of an av hatumah. Consequently, if your hands are tame, Chazal said, or stam yodayim, which we say are tame, are shnias l'tumah, if you're eating anything that is dipped into one of those seven liquids, which has a din mashke midaraisa, there's a chi of netilas yodayim beforehand. Why without a bracha? Because there's a machlokis at bizman hazeh, when we don't really have tumah v'tara, whether or not the takon of Chazal holds. Now, how do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah mentions, I mean, it's clear from the Machaber that you do have to, just don't make a bracha because of Savik brachas. The Mishnah Berurah says there are those who say that you don't have to bother with this entire halacha altogether because we rely on the Mekilim that Bizman HaZeh, there is not this, we don't have this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah, however, takes the position that it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch that even Bizman HaZeh, one should wash before eating something that is dipped into a mashke. But we just don't make a bracha. And he mentions the Gra even holds that one does make a bracha, even Bizman HaZeh. So even though we don't go that far, but you certainly should not be mezalzel in the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. Now the Mishnah Berurah initially was makel that on less than a kazayis you don't have to wash Bizman HaZeh. But then he was chozer. In a later edition he was chozer. He found a beferish a tour. That even on Pachas Mikazayas, there's a halacha that you have to wash for a davrish at tipulo b'mashka. So he is machmer even for that. Now, what's included in these shiva mashkin? So we saw this included, first of all, wine, yayin, dvash, honey. So here the Mishnah Berurah talks about the fact that honey is often solid. So he says like this, the halacha is that it's only a mashke, it will not be matama unless it's actually in liquid form. So if you're dealing with honey that is solid, you would not have to wash your hands for something that has honey on it. The question is, if you have honey that was solid and then got melted and is now in liquid form, what din do we give it? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas, and what he says is the following. He says that when you got the honey all together and it was solid, you got it as solid honey, and you melted it for the sake of using it for food, then the halacha is that we say it was never considered a liquid altogether. It means you melted it in the process of frying something in honey. So there, or baking something in honey, there the halacha is that we would consider it a solid. Whereas, if you bought liquid honey, since it was used also to be put into drinks, it was made for that also, and then you go ahead and fry it or roast something in it in a way that you're using it as a solid, it already got the halacha of a liquid. If it now melts again and the food has liquid honey on it, there you should wash your hands. It would need netilas yadayim. Then comes shemen, which the Mishnah Berurah says is only olive oil. Any other oil is not one of the sheva mashkin. Chalav, milk, says the Mishnah Berurah. The same goes for melted butter, solid butter. There too, it is not considered. It is not considered a liquid. It's not considered a mashka. If the butter was solid and only melted when it was on the food, then there too it would not be considered a liquid, it would be considered a solid. It would have to be, like, say, your butter first melted and then you put it on the food, only at that point would you have to have netilas yadayim on it. Now, what's the next one is tal, du, and dam, blood. Now, why are we mentioning dam? You're not allowed to eat dam. So it's either that it was mentioned agav because these are the sheva mashkin for all other halakhas, or what he means is, even in a case where someone is a cholam asukin and is required to eat something dipped in blood, nevertheless he would have to wash his hands first because it's one of the sheva mashkin. Now the Mishnah Berurah also brings down that if you're eating with a fork, it is not mechayev netilas yadayim. But we'll see that is only something that is normally eaten with a fork. In fact, something that people never touch, the Mishnah Berurah says, Chazal were never, it's considered milsa de lo shchicha, Chazal were never gozer a din of netilas yadayim on that, something that is always made to be eaten with a fork, or something that is made to be drunk. If you're talking about a mashke itself, something that's made to drink, even though you end up touching some of it with your hand, the halacha is that it would not need netilas yadayim. It's only that Chazal were gozer on something that is often eaten by hand.